Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk with the University of Minnesota Athletic Director Mark Coyle joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Well, I'm excited about the basketball team. That was a nice, solid, big, almost an easy win over Clemson.
Yeah, they played really well last night, which was great to see. And, excited for Coach Pitino on that team. They've been working really hard, and we've had a really tough non-conference schedule. So it's good to get a big win before we play at Iowa next week and start Big Ten play, which is hard to believe.
It's a great schedule that he has set up as far as tough opponents. And does that help with the eventual pick of who gets in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, Dave, there's no doubt that stuff helps. You know, and Richard's done a really good job of scheduling games. And as you know, when that selection committee comes out in March, you know, they talk about those strength of schedule and making sure you're playing some quality opponents. And, you know, Richard and his team have done that. You know, we went on the road and played at Butler, had at Utah, and then we had DePaul last week, and then we had Oklahoma and Sioux Falls, and now with Clemson last night, and that challenge game was good. So a good win last night, and as I said, we get ready to take on Iowa next Monday down in Iowa City.
Yeah, unbelievable. Boy, that Big Ten conference, Mark, but back in the day when you and I were at the U a while back, those conference games didn't start till maybe one at the end of December, and then the first one usually in the early part of January.
Yeah, well, when they added the conference games, Dave, they started to play the big kid. You play two games earlier in the year, and then you go back to that traditional schedule that you and I are used to. But they open up with Iowa, then we have Ohio State at home, which is, they've got a lot of support to win the conference. So it'll be a big test for us at Iowa, and then come back and play Ohio State at home in the barn.
One of the best state high school championships I've seen, and I've seen a lot of them, was when Daniel Oturu got the winning dunk at the end of the game to beat Apple Valley. It was a spectacular game with a ton of talent. And, of course, he went to Crete and Durham High School, where he played under Jerry over there, did a nice job, and he had a big night again last night.
Yeah, he had a phenomenal night, and he's just gotten so much better this year. If you look at the progress he's made this year, he's doing a phenomenal job and just a great young man and works incredibly hard. And, it's important as he continues to grow and develop. And, obviously, Marcus Carr had a great night last night. And some of those kids. So a lot of optimism as we get ready to open up with this game against Iowa.
But, Mark, first things first, probably should talk about this weekend and getting tickets, if possible, for the first and second round of the NCAA championship tournament.
Yeah, Dave, we're awful excited, hosting the first and second round of the tournament. We got the number 7 overall seed in the tournament, and we'll play Fairfield on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then the first game is Iowa State against Creighton at 4:30. I encourage people to go to gophersports.com. You've been to the Maturity Pavilion. It's an unbelievable crowd, an unbelievable atmosphere, and we need our fans to support us. Coach McCutchen and that team had a huge, huge win on Saturday night at Penn State to beat them to close out the Big Ten regular season. And now we got the NCAA championship in front of us, and hopefully can make a run to Pittsburgh and get to that Final Four.
There's nothing quite like that, is there? I mean, that's a tough ticket, Mark. That's a great atmosphere. It's just a heck of an experience.
Yeah, it goes back and forth, and, a lot of excitement. And again, you and I have talked a lot about Coach McCutchen, the program that, Coach Heber did such a wonderful job here, and Hugh's come in here and just kind of continue to build upon that great tradition. And we have such strong volleyball in the state of Minnesota, and it's great to see our teams competing at a high level and compete for championships.
Hey, way to go, Stephanie and Kylie. They got all honors again from the Big Ten for their work this past week.
Yeah, they did. Again, two great student-athletes, who do it the right way. And we talk all the time, Dave, about bringing kids to a world-class institution and having a chance, a world-class institution, compete at the highest level in the Big Ten. It's just great to see them being recognized for their hard work and their success.
Bowl game, when will you find out what that's going to be, Mark?
Yeah, we'll find out, Dave, next Sunday. So in the college football playoff rankings will come out today, later today. And then, obviously, we have the championship games this week and the conference championship games. And then the final rankings will come out next Sunday. So we should find out, Sunday afternoon, later in the afternoon, and get a good feel of where we're going to be playing. And obviously, just cannot say enough of what Coach Fleck and our football student athletes accomplished this year. 10-2, a phenomenal year. And yes, we're disappointed that we didn't get that game on Saturday. But again, we're just so grateful for the support we got from our fans. There's no doubt we have a big bowl game in front of us and a great opportunity to continue to take this program in the right direction and move it forward.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Mark, no one's more disappointed than the Oscar fans were out in the stands. But I have to tell you, going into that game on Saturday, and we said we have season tickets, as you know, and on the sunny side, I might add. But anyway, it did us no good this week. But the snow is falling. The place is absolutely packed. Everybody's in a great everybody's so excited to be there, and the buzz that created was so much fun. The tailgates were so active. I couldn't get cell phone service at the tailgate. I had to go into the stadium to get cell phone service.
Yeah, you know, Dave, it was just an electrifying day. And you know, you start out with game day. I think I got my first text message at 2 a.m. that people were lining up for game day already. And, you know, we heard great feedback from ESPN and the people at game day, what a great crowd that was. And just so thankful, you know, with the sleet, the rain, the snow, the wind. And then it carried over to the stadium and the fans, again, cannot say enough for our fans and how grateful we are for their support. You know, Dave, you've been around us a long time. You know how hard Coach Fleck is working, you know how hard our student athletes are working. So when the fans show up and give us great energy. So it was just an awesome experience. And no doubt it continues to be a step forward in this program. We have a lot of work left to do, and we have a lot of respect for Wisconsin. They're a good program. Coach Chris does a wonderful job, and we'll continue to work hard and continue to battle to kind of get a Big Ten championship here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, well, that atmosphere at the game could not have been better until maybe at the end of the third quarter. But it was so much fun. And then normally, Mark, you'd go out in that snow and people say, I'm not going to sit out there. Everybody wanted to be there. You could have sold your tickets for a lot more money, which I didn't do.
But. Yeah, we appreciate that, by the way. But, it was a great crowd. Even my mother-in-law wanted to be there, so it was awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was game Dave. I didn't realize it was game day. I was disappointed in that.
Yeah. We tried to fix that sign, and we couldn't get fixed quick enough. My apologies.
Oh, gosh. The signs there were pretty funny. There's a lot of witty people at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, a lot of creativity, and as you can tell by my voice, I picked up a pretty good cold over the weekend. But it was an awesome atmosphere, and despite having this bad cold, I didn't mind being outside at all that entire day. Just an awesome atmosphere for everybody.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on CCO. We'll see you soon here in just a couple of weeks.
All right, thanks so much, Dave. Go Gophers.
Athletic Director of the University of Minnesota, Mark Coyle. He's back in 2 weeks with us here on the Morning News. Dave Lee with you, WCCO. And our temperature in the Twin Cities right now is at 24. We'll talk about your weather and your traffic coming up here in a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.